Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to a bonus podcast. Haven't done one of these in a while, but for good reason, we got one coming to you, as in we, I mean me, Sam Crowley. Hey, welcome back to the show. Good reason we got one today. Guys, it is optimism in the air. That's what I'm feeling. Are you feeling it? Optimism in the air. I know. It's April 13th, 2020. What would this guy be doing talking about optimism? Hey, remember, guys, there's a gold rush coming. There's an absolute gold rush coming for those who want to really take advantage of it. And I'm talking about creating your digital content, your empire, coaches, consultants, thought leaders, product creators, people like that. You know, I'm talking about if you want to do what I do, get people on a calendar and help them and then have them work with you. You coach them up. Maybe you want to create audios and videos and sell them inside a membership site. I'm telling you, man, when this economy, when they flip the switch back, and I'm telling you, there's right now, there's businesses that are backlogged anyway. I mean, look, the people that open my pool, HVAC providers, those businesses are jammed up. They're not slowing down. There is the retail, brick and mortar sector that's slowed down, pretty much closed up. But boy, if you got an online business, business as usual, if not better. You got to get ahead of this stuff, man. If I was in a room full of people right now and I was on stage, I'd say, hey, raise your hand. Who likes to be at the beginning of a trend? Anybody here? Like, I'd be raising my hand right now. That's kind of, you know, on stage, I would be doing that. There'd be a room full of people, a thousand people. Yeah, I love being out of a trend. Great. Get your content online. Get your content online. For number one, everybody's online right now, 1,000,000,000% more than they ever were. Number two, even those that are not online or maybe they're not back to work yet, they're going to be. And I'm telling you, man, it's coming roaring back. And that's just not just some glass half empty, motivational talk, all that stuff. It's true. I believe it. Look, I could be wrong. But if I'm going to be, look, if I'm going to think one way, it's going to be, wow, man, this economy is going to come roaring back. And I really believe it. I want to take it back to 2008. Okay. 2008. What do you think about when you think of 2008? I think housing crash. I think my house was worth about 30% less than what it was in 2006. You know, credit default swaps, the mortgage industry, Shearson, Lehman Brothers going under, all that crazy stuff you never even thought. Fifth Third Bank, a local bank here, was trading at a dollar. Citibank was trading at a dollar. I mean, they'd be trading at $50 a share about 6 months later. But I mean, these were real big, and people thought they were going out of business. Like, my God, Citibank might go under. You know, look, if the auto companies can fail, I mean, if they needed bailed out, Lehman Brothers too big to fail. No, nothing's too big to fail. So back then, why would you ever, you know, think about starting anything brand new, like putting all your capital? Well, that's exactly what I did, man. I did. It's all documented online. And you know what's wild? I think you're just way more dangerous when you don't know what you don't know. That term ignorance is bliss sometimes is not accurate. It was totally accurate because I had no business putting all my chips in the middle of the table back in 2008. But I did, you know, and everything was failing around us. Nobody knew the market was down like 7,000, if I'm remembering correctly. It doesn't even matter. It was so low. It was crazy. Everybody's walking around with fear. Me? I'm just, you know, ripping into my 401k, putting as much money into copywriters, programmers. This was back before there was any type of funnel software. You had to pay people to patch together HTML so a video would load. I went over this in last week on the show. It's crazy. But you're dangerous when you're crazy. I really believe that. You know, people that want to be comfortable and you don't like risk. Man, it's either risk or regret. You got to pick one. You can't have both. You know, you're going to either have a lot of risk or a lot of regret. And the more risk you have, the more reward you have. And then, of course, there's the difference between risk and risky. You know, risk, And I love this analogy. I first heard it 20 years ago from Robert Kiyosaki. Risk is drinking a bottle of Jack. Or no, risk is driving a car. You're always going to have risk getting behind the wheel of a car. You can get in an accident, not even your fault, and be killed. Risky is getting behind the wheel of a car, drinking a bottle of Jack, blindfolded, and gunning the car out of your driveway, driving down the road. That's pretty risky. That's the difference, what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about doing anything risky, but holy cow, there. In my opinion, right now, where we're sitting, guys, it is an amazing time to get your content and your brand created. Right now, that seed, those seeds, plant those seeds. Because I look back at 2008, and what happened was when I launched 6 Days to Saturday, I did a soft launch of it in April of that year. Not too bad. Maybe, I don't know, man, the number, this, that particular, it might, let's just say 20 grand. I have no problem saying I probably did 20 grand. Great, you know, great first launch. Best launch was 4 months later when I did the real launch, and it was over, it's probably 200, 300 grand, that particular, like we're talking about 3 days. So 300 grand in 3 days. And the creation of a $100,000 a month continuity program that came in. All, and I'm telling you, man, I had to buy physical CDs because it was 6 CD set that I mailed out. So I was 15 grand into product from a fulfillment center that when people bought it, got shipped out internationally from there. So I was 15 grand into product, 30 grand or so into marketing and software development. And I'm telling you all that because I didn't have this kind of money. I just ripped it all out of my 401k. And I'm not telling you to take money out of your 401k. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm just telling you what I did, okay? And that then obviously reaped the reward, big product launch, ended up being over $1 million launch, and the rest is history. So I say all of that because 2008 was a very scary time for people that were buying into all the fear-mongering going on in the news. Some of it was real, most of it wasn't. You got to look at the news and how they want to, what political slant they've got and what their motives are and all that great stuff. But I'm telling you right now, I feel a lot of that same vibe. Like with the coronavirus, I feel there's some people walking around completely just clueless. They're just scared. They don't know what to do. They're full of fear. They don't even know why. They're afraid and they don't know why. And that's the worst part. They're afraid and they don't know why. Some people lost their job. They don't know why. Some people got furloughed. They don't know why. Well, I'm telling you right now, find your why. All right. Find out why it is that you want to be free. So when this happens again, something like this happens again, like the housing crash of 2008 or the coronavirus, or it doesn't even matter, you know, and people want to look at presidents. I made way more money during Obama's presidency, and I made way more money under Bush's presidency. And oh, by the way, I did really, really well under the Clinton administration. And when Bush 41 was there, I did super. And oh, my God, I was a stockbroker under Reagan and crushed it. See what I mean? None of that stuff matters, man. None of that stuff. It should matter. It shouldn't have any play any part into how free you want to become. So I'm telling you, if you want to get ahead of a trend, get your content out there. So here's my pitch. I got a pitch on this particular show. I pivoted. I mentioned on just the previous show right before this one, which you really need to listen to, called Don't Go to the Store Hungry. If you haven't heard that podcast, you got to dial that one in, man. It's a keeper. I'm building out a digital agency. I'm going to build the landing pages, the sales pages, help idea with the content, membership sites, all of that. You know, I'm only working with a certain individual. You know who that person is. High maintenance, no thank you. Micromanager, no thank you. I'm looking for dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs, a lot of passion. You're fun to work with. You're not really interested in, you know, does that little square peg go in that square hole? Yo, we get going, man. We don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. It's not that it's not going to be right. You know what I'm talking about. I'm more interested in working with people that really want to create massive momentum. Our team, I've got the copywriter. I've got the programmer. Of course, you got the idea, man. That's me and you. And we're going to work together to create an amazing product and sell it. And sell it. So you don't have to wait. Just get the thing built. And if you need traffic, we'll take care of that as well. But just get the foundation built, your amazing idea online and revenue being generated. Whether you want to coach, whether you want to sell digital products, whether you want to build an e-commerce store, none of that matters. All that matters is you get going. So are you going to get on my calendar? Great. Go to Launch with Sam. Same link, launchwithsam.com. You're going to get ahead of the trend because right now, as you know, I've only been doing this for the last 3 weeks, seriously doing this. I've really only done it for VIP clients in the past, our $25,000 clients. But right now, I want to build an amazing following, a tribe of individuals who prospered during this period right now, because I believe we're ahead of an amazing trend. And look, If money is tight, don't book the call. Okay. If you just, if money is an issue, pay your bills. That's way more important than, you know, working with me one-on-one. This is not for you if you're struggling right now financially. It's just going to put way too much pressure on you. Okay. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there as well. The ideal individual is somebody who can invest in themselves, get this going, like I talked about back in 2008, greatest decision in my business I ever made, and then reap the benefit this year, 60 days from now, 90 days from now, 9 years from now, you'll still be talking about, wow, I made that decision in the spring of 2020, and it was amazing. So if that is you, and you've been waiting, but you don't know how to get digital content online, you don't know how to create it, you're not quite sure about the idea, book the call. Launchwithsam.com. I'm telling you guys, it's a gold rush coming. A gold rush! All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.